Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Don Bowers from Countywide Petroleum was very friendly to the earth over the weekend, and he joins us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. You actually went out and walked around in the woods, didn't you?
I did.
Was it nice?
Oh, it was very nice, except it rained and it was cold.
Well, you were camping. Where'd you go camping?
Kinzua.
Oh, okay. So that's a nice area up there.
Oh, it's beautiful up there.
And you're wearing your Birkenstocks today for Earth Day?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't drive. Well, I drove around a lot last week, or the end of the week, but I'm pretty stationary now.
Well, I was 14 hours on the road yesterday, so I burned up a lot of the product that is near and dear to your heart. And I know you have to understand the history, and if you've been listening for the 15 years that I've been on KDK Radio, you know that every year when I come back from our annual visit to Edisto Beach, South Carolina, I come back ranting and raving about gas prices. It's just an annual thing. It's like the Swallows returning to Capistrano. But there's good reason for it, Don, because when we were in the Columbia Charleston area, even Withville, Virginia, the gas price down there was like $2.34, $2.37, maybe $2.49 at the most for a gallon of gas. While here in Pittsburgh, well, we all see the pumps, $3.09 a gallon, that kind of thing. Let's start there. Why is there such disparity in this country as far as what we're paying for a gallon of gas?
Well, first, it's got to do with the taxes. That's number one. Our taxes are the highest in the country. And the number two part of it is, I've been watching the gasoline prices all my life, but over the last couple of weeks, or not even the last couple of weeks, over the last week, the gasoline prices in Pittsburgh went up 16 cents, while the surrounding areas, Cleveland, West Virginia, stayed pretty much stationary.
Really?
So, yep. And the reason for that, I think, is because of this RVP that's required in Allegheny County right now.
So it's starting to come in? The producers are preparing this stuff and they're shipping it in?
Oh, it's in. It has to be. They start making it in March. The terminals have to turn the tanks in April. May 1st is the time that the summer gasoline, or the RVP, the low vapor pressure gasoline for Allegheny County, hits the market. That's when we're required to take it to the gas stations.
Okay, so that we're talking about a week away from the from the official date. And right before the news, I know the Petroleum Retailers Association running a commercial saying that Allegheny County could see prices 40 cents a gallon more expensive than the surrounding counties. But I thought the elected officials last week reassured everybody that they were going to get this taken care of. Has there been any change?
Not yet, no. The thing of it is the EPA has to have in writing that it's not required to use the lower vapor pressure gasoline in Allegheny County. They haven't done that yet. And I don't care who promises what. It's not going to take effect until the EPA comes out with a written statement that the major oil companies do not have to have the lower vapor pressure gasoline in Allegheny County. They will not supply anything other than that until that happens, because if they do, one person could come in and sue the major oil companies for pushing or putting the regular gasoline that's required in all the other counties into the market, and they can win a lot of money.
But this was passed. I mean, Allegheny County Council passed this like late February, and here we are late April. But you're saying this is still hanging on. Is this because of federal, red tape that they have to go through at the EPA?
That's correct. Now, we're trying to get it onto the fast page. That's a Pennsylvania Petroleum Association is the one that's running that ad. I'm the vice president of that association. And we've put that in there so that we can try to get the wheels turning faster than what they already are. Right now, you're going to have that lower vapor pressure gasoline in Allegheny County until it runs out, even if the EPA said, okay, today. It's going to have to get through the system because all the tanks have been changed over to that lower pressure gasoline, and there's nothing that we can do about it. It's a higher cost gasoline, and like you see, the prices can be anywhere from 10 to 40, 50 cents a gallon higher just in Allegheny County. But it also increases the prices of gasoline around Allegheny County.
No, wait a minute. Say you broke up a little bit there. It also increases the prices around Allegheny County?
Well, sure, because there's only a limited amount of storage for this lower vapor pressure gasoline. And what I've seen in the last couple of weeks is those prices are coming up, even surrounding counties. Those prices have come up 16 cents just in the last couple of weeks or last week or so. It's just, it's hard to believe that prices can raise that fast. And if it weren't doing it in the surrounding areas, like in Cleveland and Akron and Canton and all those places, if it was going up there too, I would say that's because of a shortage of gasoline. And, there's more product being used than what they're producing, but it's not. It's only in the Pittsburgh market. The prices went up 16 cents.
So we're already paying more and we're going to for the foreseeable future. Well, that's a real encouraging way to start Monday morning, Don. Appreciate your time today.
I always try to do encouraging things.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, Don, have a great day.
Hey, you too, John.
Don Bowers from Countywide Petroleum.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.